بسم الله والابن والروح القدس بإله واحد آمين. Sorry, the people of the English sermon, we're all going to be here today. So, you know, nobody's going to be in the chapel. We're going to try to do half English and half Arabic. Let me just move this. Cool, so on to Tarbin. I want to tell you the first thing is that when I was reading the gospel just now, I realized that I prepared the wrong sermon. The first thing, يعني أنا حضرت الإنجيل الغلط لأني الظاهر حضرت بتاع القداس بتاع الصبح. يعني أنا افتكرت إن ده يعني بصيت على يوم السبت بس بصيت على القداس بدل على العشية. لكن أنا يعني واثق إن الحاجات دي دايما بتحصل عشان ساعات كده ربنا بيبقى عنده مسج مختلف. يعني كان في كده كتاب حلو اسمه God Calling. You know that book called God Calling? Abuna Arsenius really used to like that book. Many times I would read the wrong date and I was sure it's the right date and it would have like a message just for me, you know. So I'm sure any that don't be upset that it's the wrong gospel. Okay. So this is the gospel of the liturgy this morning. ما كانش في قداس الصبح ف فغضبت. فهنا هنقرأ. I'm going to read it in English and the Arabic speakers can follow in Arabic. Is it on now? In the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. So it says, you have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, do not resist an evil person, but whoever shall strike you on your right cheek, turn the other to him also. And to him desiring to sue you and to take away your tunic, let him have your coat also. And whoever shall compel you to go with him 1 mile, go with him 2. Give to him who asks of you, and you shall not turn away from him who would borrow from you. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you, so that you may become sons of your Father in heaven. For he makes his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brothers only, what do you do more than others? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? Therefore, be perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. Glory be to God for amen. That was from Matthew chapter 5. So I highlighted one verse. It's in yellow, Hana. This is the verse that yani I felt that I felt touched to speak about. It says, whoever shall compel you to go with him 1 mile, go with him 2. And زي ما انتوا عارفين ان في كده كتاب صغير او article صغير من ابونا بشوي كامل عن ال second mile, الميل التاني. ف I was reading a part of this article وحبيت حاجات تانية. And I really, يعني for those who don't know the history of this verse, is that in the time of the Roman occupation, يعني when the Romans were in charge, and there was Roman soldiers, there was a law that said that if a Roman soldier, you know, they have a lot of baggage and a lot of weapons and a lot of armor to carry, so they said that if a soldier needs to carry his armor from one place to another, yani the Jews, even there was a law that anybody had to help that soldier. The Jews, they had to carry the armor of the soldier and walk with him 1 mile, up to 1 mile. That was the rule. So it was not yani something pleasant. You know, the Jews already didn't like the Romans to begin with. Yani كان في مشاكل بين اليهود والرومان. So, يعني it wasn't a nice thing. It was like Allah, يعني لازم لازم يحصل كده. لازم لو هم طلبوا أو الجنود طلبوا إن حد يشيل منهم حاجتهم يمشوا 1 mile. ده كان قانون. فهنا المسيح بيقول اللي يطلب منك تمشي معاه ميل واحد امشي معاه 2. Go with him 2. And يعني like Christianity as a religion, they say is the religion of the second mile. ليه؟ لأن يعني في العالم دلوقتي في يعني many religions وفي ناس كتيرة وفي ناس برضو بتعمل حاجات كويسة وناس بتعمل volunteer work حتى لو مش بيؤمنوا بأي حد خالص أو بأي يعني إله خالص. في ناس برضو بتروح بتتبرع بفلوس وبتساعد ناس ويعني في ناس بتعمل كذا حاجة. وزي ما المسيح بيقول يعني لو بنعمل اللي بيحبونا بس يبقى يعني الناس مش هتشوف ان في اي حاجة مختلفة عندنا خالص. يعني هيشوفوا ايه الفرق بيننا احنا وحد تاني. لو واحد من اي دين تاني عنده عيلة مثلا يعني حد من العيلة محتاج مساعدة او محتاج اي حاجة هيروح يساعده. مفيش يعني دي this is like human nature. This is the basics of human nature. There's nothing special. But Christianity is special. It's the only religion that really is a religion of love, and it's a religion of the second mile. So that's why when I read this and I read the stories of Abuna Pshoy Kamel and all that and all the things that he did, the second mile, I ask myself, yani, do I live in the second mile or do I only do the first mile or do I not even do the first mile? And everybody is able to ask himself that question. And one of the servants once told me that service is nice in the first mile, but it's in the second mile that you really see Christ. When you serve in the second mile, then you really see Christ. So, and we need to pray for transformation to be able to go from this natural man of the first mile to a supernatural man of the second mile. Yani, for example, like we said, from loving those who love us to loving those who offend us, مثلا, or who are difficult to us. فيعني مثلا لو حد عنده بيشتغل مع واحد صعب قوي او مع واحدة صعبة قوي في الشغل مثلا وفي مشاكل وكده, دي الفرصة الوحيدة اللي يعني ممكن يشوفوا فينا المسيح فيها. يعني لان دي فرصة يعني لو هم كويسين معانا طبعا ما نبقى كويسين معاهم. What's the point? يعني what's special about us? ازاي هيشوفوا المسيح لو هم كويسين معانا واحنا كويسين معاهم وكلنا بنحب بعض. لكن لما يكون في حد كده صعب قوي وفي يعني 2 مثلا بيشدوا مع بعض في الشغل او في مشكلة او حد يعني ظلمنا او حد عمل فينا حاجة مش كويسة, دي الفرصة بقى يعني ربنا بعت لنا فرصة كده ان احنا يعني نعمل زي ما الانجيل بيقول لنا ونحب الشخص ده ونصلي له يعني بالطريقة دي الشخص ده يشوف حاجة مختلفة فينا. Also, the transformation is from serving those whom we love to accepting to serve everyone. That's also a transformation. Transformation from just tolerating suffering, يعني لما الواحد يقبل التعب أو العذاب. يعني ممكن حد عيان مثلا يقبل التعب وفي ناس تانية كمان that they have joy that they could partake in the sufferings of Christ. يعني it's like a high spiritual level, but this is the second mile. وربنا يدينا كلنا ان نقدر نعيش في second mile and to have joy. يبقى الواحد فرحان انه بيشارك المسيح في ألامه. And also for us as youth, يعني there's one level of resisting lust, مثلا resisting lustful thoughts, resisting bad thoughts وكذا. الواحد يحاول يقاوم الأفكار الشريرة وكذا. لكن the other level غير بس ال resisting إن الواحد يبقى مليان من محبة الله like full, being full of the divine love يعني not only like to resist lustful thoughts and try to resist and every time you get a thought like no you know this is the first mile but then the second mile is to be filled with the love of Christ be filled with a love for Jesus in our hearts so that we have a higher love in and also from when we speak about giving up worldly possessions يعني الحاجات المادية لما نقول يعني مش عايزين نبقى متمسكين بالحاجات المادية لكن الحاجة الأعلى من كده كمان إن نتمسك بالمسيح يعني in English it's to say to possess Christ يعني we want to not only stop worrying about worldly possessions but we want to possess Christ himself and there was a story كده of a saint في السنكسار اسمه Saint Timothy the bishop of Ancyna and he it's a very nice story he stayed 3 years in prison under Emperor the Claudianus Emperor Diocletian there was a governor who used to torture him for 3 years there was a governor who was torturing him for 3 years and then after 3 years King Constantine came into power فقال كل اللي في السجن دول هنطلعهم لو سمحتوا طلعوهم كلهم من السجن فطلعوا فهو واحد من الناس اللي طلعت بعد 3 سنين اتعذب في السجن 3 سنين وبعدين بعد ال3 سنين دول يعني لما رجع الكنيسة بتاعته اسمه ايه governor والي الوالي اللي كان بيعذبه يعني افتكر بقى ان لما يرجع الكنيسة بتاعته هيتكلم فيه يعني هيتكلم عنه كلام وحش او يشتمه وكده لكن لان هو يعني لما الخدام بتوع الكنيسة كده والناس بتوع الكنيسة قالوا تعالوا نصلي للشخص ده الوالي ده ونشكر ربنا ان هو اداني الفرصة اني اتعذب شوية او اتألم شوية لاسم المسيح So, لو حد بيعرف في الكمبيوتر ممكن حد يجي يحاول يركب الكهرباء عشان هيفك بعد 5 دقايق anyways فهو راح الكنيسة راح الكنيسة وصلى مع الشعب كله وفضل يطلب من ربنا انه يعني يوري نفسه للوالي ده ويرحمه ويعني يغفر له خطاياه لان هو حس ان هو يعني هو الوالي ده اداله بركه انه اتعلم من اجل المسيح. So he was actually very happy and he spoke well of him to the point that the governor was so overwhelmed with love. He was saying like what kind of love is this? What kind of forgiveness is this? Instead of him speaking badly about me and insulting me in front of everyone, he goes to his church and he speaks well of me and he prays for me and he has compassion for me. And then he becomes a Christian. الوالي بقى مسيحي وبقى راهب. And it's just a very nice story of how his love or his forgiveness in the second mile transformed that man from being a very like an evil man to a Christian and a monk. Yeah. But then also there was another story that was very very nice. There's one saint called Abba Pissarion and he gave yani he was in the market and he saw a man that had no clothes so he took off his clothes and he gave it to him and he stayed naked in the market he was walking home or something naked in the market and he was holding his Bible but he didn't have any clothes so somebody asked him who made you naked like this yani مين اللي عرق بالمنظر ده انت ليه عريان يعني ايه الحكاية فلايك شاول الانجيل وقال له يعني الانجيل اللي عراني you know like the Bible is the one who made me naked because this is what the Bible asks me to do and also at another occasion this same man he sold his Bible to pay the debt of a man who was condemned. يعني كان في واحد راجل عنده عليه ديون كتيرة وكانوا عايزين ياخدوه أو يبيعوه يعني كعبد. فهو باع الإنجيل بتاعه عشان يدفع يعني يدفع الدات بتاع الراجل ده. وبعدين برضو حد قال له يعني ايه الإحساس بتاعك، يعني ازاي تبيع الإنجيل بتاعك، يعني مش ده الـ only comfort ليك، يعني الراحة الوحيدة اللي انت يعني بتاخد الراحة من الإنجيل بتاعك، ازاي تبيع الإنجيل بتاعك. فقال له يعني الإنجيل هو اللي قال لي يعني ان لما حد يكون محتاج اساعده، يعني الإنجيل اللي بيقول لي كده، فما اقدرش يعني لازم اعمل طبع الإنجيل، فبعت الإنجيل بتاعي. حاجة زي كده يعني. انا ساعات ببوظ الحكايات شوية لكن هم تقريبا يعني. بس انا يعني we feel, many of us feel that we want to reach this supernatural love, يعني this second mile, but by our own strength we can't reach it. يعني we always زي لما السنة الجديدة بتبتدي دايما كتير منا بيبقى عندنا كده goals للسنة، بنقول السنة دي هنعمل كذا وكذا وكذا، وهنصلي اكتر وهنقرا الانجيل اكتر وهنعمل ريجيم وهنخس وما اعرفش ايه كل الحاجات دي. وبعدين يعني بعد شويه صغيره بناخد بالنا ان ما قدرناش نعمل اي حاجه من الحاجات اللي احنا قلنا عليها، لان احنا يعني we're very weak. ف that's why like I believe that يعني and the Bible teaches us that we need a special grace from God. Because we are, as Christians, we bear the Spirit of Christ. So, يعني it's the Spirit of Christ that can do these things. يعني it was saying in the book or the article about Abuna Chulkamin, like it was saying that through our communion with God, we are filled with the Spirit of the One who, يعني not only went the second mile, but you know. Also, we can know, يعني Jesus himself went the second and third and fourth and fifth mile. يعني I don't know how many miles it is from here to heaven. But like Jesus left his throne, he left the kingdom of heaven, he left all his glory from heaven to come down to earth. So that's like very, very many miles. يعني. And so he's the one who is able to teach us how to go from the first mile to the second mile. And you'll see in Mahadish, محدش ابدا من القديسين بيقدر يوصل للدرجة دي انه يعيش في السكند مايل لو مش بيقضي وقت كتير مع ربنا، لو مش بيصلي كتير، يعني مش بيقرا الانجيل بتاعه. يعني محدش من قوته يقدر يعمل الحاجات دي. كل يعني الانجيل كله القرمة كل اللي مطلوب مننا صعب، يعني لو عملناه بنفسنا صعب. و هنا برضو في كده آية أو آيتين لو تبصوا على الشاشة. This is another verse that shows us the transformation that Jesus wants to do in our life. يعني He doesn't only want us to eliminate the bad, but He wants us to reach higher and to reach greatness. So it says, "Let him who stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, the thing which is good, so that he may have something to give to him who needs." يعني مش بس الحرامي يبطل يسرق، لكن مش بس كده يبتدي يشتغل ومن شغله يقدر يساعد اللي محتاجين. فبرضو ده transformation from the first to the second. وبرضو تاني آية والآية اللي بعديها على طول: "Let not any filthy word go out of your mouth, but what is good for edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers." يعني كتير مننا بنحاول مثلا لما نكون قاعدين مع حد او مع جروب كده، يعني مش بنحاول قد ما نقدر، مش عايزين نتكلم يعني نقول حاجه وحشه عن اي حد، مش عايزين نتكلم كلام ملوش لازمه. لكن هنا بيقول مش بس كده، يعني مش بس تحاولوا ما تقولوش حاجه مش كويسه او حاجه تدينوا بيها الناس، لكن مش بس كده، الكلام اللي هيطلع من بقكم يعني من بقنا كلنا يكون كلام يبني، يعني edification، كلام words that are good for edification that can build up. So I have to say that many times like, as youth growing up, because I don't feel like I had any words of edification to my friends or even people at my work. So this is also the second mile. We pray that God can give us this level. إن مش بس ما نتكلمش كلام وحش لكن لما نكون في جروب وعزومة مثلا وعزومة ما لهاش لازمة قوي لأن بنفضل نتكلم في الأكل وفي الشغل وفي الجو والحاجات دي ومحدش محدش عايز يقول كلمة مثلا ندخل ربنا في الموضوع أو نتكلم شوية في ربنا أو نفتح الإنجيل فدي الحاجة الحلوة ربنا عايزنا نتعلم مش بس ما نقولش كلام وحش لكن لما نبقى مع بعضينا نقول كلام حلو نتكلم عنه نقرأ الإنجيل مع بعضكم والنهاردة برضو بنحتفل بعيد البابا كرولوس هيبقى يوم الأربعاء إن شاء الله بس دي العشية البابا كرولوس و البابا كرولوس I don't know I can't really talk much about him and أبونا أرسنيوس كان بيحب قوي البابا كرولوس وأكيد هو مبسوط قوي السنة دي لأنه أول سنة كده معايا بقى فوق ومبسوطين أكيد مع بعض قوي لكن لو بس اتكلمنا في نقطة البابا كرولوس إن هو حياته الشخصية مع ربنا كانت الميل التاني كان عايش حياة مع ربنا الميل التاني على الآخر كان في مثلا just as an example راح الدير بس ما كانش كفاية ان هو يعيش في الدير مع الرهبان كان نفسه حاسس ان مش كفاية حاسس انه عايز يقعد مع ربنا اكتر وكان نفسه يتوحد عشان يعيش مع ربنا ويقضي وقت لوحده مع ربنا ويفرح مع ربنا فما كانش كفاية انه قال خلاص انا اترهبنت وسبت العالم لا حتى ساب الدير عشان يعيش لوحده مع ربنا وبعد كده في الوقت ده القداسات الكنيسة ما كانتش في فترة كده في التاريخ بتاعها انها بتصلي قداسات كل يوم وكده كانوا ممكن قداسة او اتنين او تلاتة مثلا في الاسبوع الاربعاء الجمعة او الحد لكن ما كانش كفاية للبابا كرولوس برضو كان نفسه عايز يبقى مع ربنا كل يوم ويبقى in communion with him every day فهو اللي ابتدى يصلي قداس كل يوم كل يوم كل يوم يصلي قداس كتر ما الناس اللي حواليه ما كانتش متعودة كانت عايزة تستريح لكن هو كل يوم يصلي قداس ومش كفاية بس بقى ان هو يصلي قداس كل يوم لكن كان ساعات هو اللي يحضر القربان وبعدين يعمل تسبيح قبل القداس كل يوم متعود على كده ما عرفش يصحى الساعة 3 او 4 يعمل التسبيحة ويحضر القربان ويصلي قداس فهو كل حاجة كان جعان قوي وعطشان قوي عشان ربنا I don't know how to say that but he was very thirsty and hungry for Christ he was not satisfied with the first mile مش كان يعمل حاجة أو يقدم حاجة صغيرة للمسيح ويقول كفاية كده كويس قوي نشكر ربنا الحمد لله لكن كان دايما نفسه يقدم اكتر للمسيح ودايما في صلواته he always offered the second mile in his own life in his prayers and in his bible readings in his service in his love for others كل حاجة وحتى I don't know I'm scared to examine myself because I don't even know if I give God the first mile there's the first mile and the second mile and Amba Yusuf can be ulana maran hatta al first law edina al ashur bta'at al waqt bta'ana li rabbana yibqa sa'atayn wa nus mathalan fi al yawm 2.4 hours fi al yawm fa kan bi ulana hal الواحد فعلا at least بيقضي مثلا ساعتين ونص مع ربنا في اليوم حتى لو بندي العشور بتاعنا لربنا so I don't know even if we were able to offer the first mile which is to give our tithes to God with our own time and our life God would bless us so much وربنا يبارك كل واحد اللي يحاول يقرب منه يعني يديله نعمة كتير قوي قوي قوي، ونبقى إن شاء الله كده زي يعني تلاميذ البابا كرولوس، إن نحاول نعيش زي ما هو عاش ونصلي كتير، ودايما نبقى بندور على أكتر، وما نبقاش ما نقولش يعني كفاية كده كويس. نشكر ربنا يعني رحنا القداس يوم الأحد خلاص كويس، نشكر ربنا. فبس يعني in conclusion يعني in English for the English speakers I just want to say that God is very very big. He's infinite. There is no beginning and no end. And really he wants to give us everything. And it's up to every person يعني how much they want to take from God. Some people want to take يعني this much from God. ونشكر ربنا وخلاص. And some people want to take more, and some people are never satisfied and they want to keep taking and taking, and there is no limit to God because he's so huge and so infinite. يعني so I just pray that all of us can have that zeal to want as much as Pope Kyrillus wanted, and to have that hunger and thirst for God the way Pope Kyrillus had. Sit, pray for us, pray for me and for all of us, that we can have this kind of life. Glory be to God from all time.